If you have your Bible, turn this morning to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter number 20. The Bible said, it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side, Syria. And behold, they be in Hazaron Tamar, which is in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered himself together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, thou art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heaven, and in thine hand in there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gave us it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us, as the sword and judgment and or pestilence or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and crying to thee in our affliction, then wilt thou hear and help. And now that behold the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade, when we came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones and their wives and their children. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, and son of Benaniah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye all Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites and of the children of the Kehathites and the children of the Korhites stood up to praise the Lord, God of Israel, with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning, went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come unto Judah, and they were smitten. But Charles, I want to preach this morning for a little while, if God will help me, on this thought, when we call upon the Lord. When we call upon the Lord. It makes a difference when we call upon the Lord. We see the story, if you go back in 2 Chronicles and you begin to read this and read chapter 17 and 18, 19, and you begin to see how some controversy began to come up in the life of Jehoshaphat. He makes a bargain with King Ahab that he'd go with him to fight in the battle. And he ought to knew something was up when King Ahab told him, said, listen, said, You go ahead and put on your kingly attire. And he said, I'm going to disguise myself as something else, and we'll go to battle together. I won't say when the devil begins to tell you that he's going to have a disguise so they won't see him, but they'll see you. I believe I'd get a heads up, wouldn't you? I know the devil, he disguises himself as a prince of light, but I'm glad today, praise God, that God in his word reveal him for who he is. Now they asked, Jehoshaphat asked King Ahab in chapter 18, he asked him, said, these prophets was prophesying, and said, yeah, just go ahead and go up the battle. Everything's going to be all right. But Jehoshaphat said, listen, don't you have a man of God that you can ask about this? Ain't there a man of God that you can call upon and that'll pray over this, that'll give you what thus says the word of God? And old Ahab said, yeah, there is a man. Hey, there's Micaiah. He said, but I hate him. He said, he always tells me what the Lord says. Hey, man, I want to say, Lord God, I'm glad for somebody that'll tell me what the Lord says. I don't want to hear a bunch of the garbage. I don't want to hear what thus says the world. I'd like to hear what thus says the Word of God. Amen. It'll make a difference. Praise God. It'll change your life. It'll motivate us and bring us closer to where we need to be in the day and hour we live. Amen. We go out in the world and we'll listen to the people of the world. And I tell you what, there's a lot of bad counsel in this world. Amen. I was talking to some folks yesterday, and they was talking about the TV evangelist. And it's amazing to me how they pick TV evangelists that kind of fits the way they want to live. Amen. You can go on TV and watch you preach it, and you can find, if you look hard, you can find one that'll preach just the way you want to live. Amen. You say, well, preacher, is it right? No, it's wrong. It's straight out of the pits of hell. If there's a preacher on TV that tells you that you're all right and you're always okay and never convicts your heart with the preaching Word of God, with the teaching of the Word of God, then you never find you another preacher. Amen. He said, preacher, how's it supposed to be? Praise God. The Word of God ought to be, it's quick and powerful. It's cutting. It's dividing, praise God. It's separating us from the things of this world. It separates the spirit from the flesh, praise God, and gives us a firm foundation on which to build in the righteousness of God. Amen. Praise God. And when we need help, praise the Lord, we need to seek help from the Lord. Where do you find it at? In the Word of God. There's something here that'll help you in every circumstance. But we see here the things happen out, and you know the end of the story. Oh, Ahab was out there, and he was on his chariot, and said that they realized who he was, and he went to flee away. Ain't it just like the devil to run when things get tough? But I want to say there's one that'll not run when things get tough, and that's Jesus Christ the Lord and the Holy Spirit of God. He promised to always be there with us through the hard times, through the times of difficulty, through the sad times. The Holy Ghost of God and Lord Jesus Christ promised to always be there for you. The world can't be there. The world won't be there. The devil surely won't be there. But I want to say there's a God of heaven tonight that said that he'd be there for you all the way to the end. Praise God, we can camp out right there. We can put our confidence in right there that the Lord promised, he promised you and I that he'd be with us, praise God, to lead, guide, and direct us, take us places that, praise the Lord, that he'd have us to go. Amen. Praise the Lord. You get to following the devil, he's liable to take you anywhere. Amen? And he won't be no good places. When he gets you there, he's apt to leave you. Fend for yourself. But the Bible says that through the story that Ahab was up there, and an old fellow by chance, Brother Lynn, he just pulled back with the bow and slung an arrow towards Ahab's chariot. And it went in between his armory, and praise God, pierced him. And he told his driver, said, get me out of here, I'm wounded. He stayed in the chariot. They sent a chariot to that evening, and at sundown he died. Amen, that was the end of Ahab. God said, listen, said, your guy's going to be a persecution to you. He's going to be some hardship because of things you've done. You're going to die the death. Amen, glory to God. Listen, God begins to make a work. God begins to do things. As the preacher was talking last night, when he done with old Naboth over, and he took his vineyard, praise God. That's old Naboth. He said, hey, listen, they killed Naboth and they buried him, praise God, done away, stole his vineyard from him. But God began to do a work that day, praise God, in dealing with Ahab. Amen. Praise God, we get right with God, start going the right direction, God will begin to deal with all those controversies that we have. He'll begin to take care of it, praise God. Amen. We may not see things happening like we'd like for them to see them happen, but there's a God in heaven, praise the Lord, and that starts an agenda, has a purpose, has a plan, praise God, and He'll implement that plan, and we just need to be praying with every fiber in us, praise God, that God's will be done. Amen. He said, well, preacher, there's a lot of family I got that's lost. Yeah, we all got family that's lost. Praise, I pray God's will be done. You say, what's that? That God save them. Amen. It's God's will that all, He came to seek and to save that was lost. He said that none should perish. Amen. What does that mean? What does that word perish mean? It means to be made useless, made worthless. It doesn't mean that we ought to be annihilated. Listen, I want to say the soul of man never dies. That soul that lives in you, that soul that makes you who you are, praise God, God breathed into man. He became a living soul. That makes us who we are, a living being. And that person, you never die. You'll be separated from God, alienated from Him, in hell without Him if we reject the Lord Jesus Christ. But if we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll be reunited with God, redeemed unto God forever, praise God. And that eternal soul that you have, praise the Lord, it won't perish, it won't be made useless, but it'll be brought up for the glory of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but that excites my soul. Amen. Praise God. He saved me for a purpose. Amen. So we see a way having Him. We see what happens when we make an alliance without God. I wonder how many of this morning we've made alliance without God. I mean, we go to work, we find us a place, we find relationship and everything else in this world, and we do it without God. How do we expect them to work? Amen. Everything is against us when we do it without God. Amen. Amen. I ain't gonna go buy a new car without talking to God about it. Amen. I ain't gonna do anything, praise God, without talking to God about it. Make sure I'm in the will of God. Amen. I don't want to get out there by myself. I want to make sure God's going to be with me where I am. Amen. But we see Jehoshaphat, he made a league with Ahab, praise God, and it didn't come out good. He escaped with his life because the Bible said that God was with him, because he began to call out to God. And the Bible says in chapter 18 and verse 31, and God moved them to depart from him. Amen, praise God. It wasn't that they wasn't there, it wasn't that they couldn't, but praise God, when he began to call out for help, God moved them, praise God. He parted the way and let Jehoshaphat go through, praise God, unscathed. Amen. You want to get away from the devil today, you want to get some liberty in Christ, praise God, just begin to call upon the Lord and He'll deliver you. Amen. You believe that this morning? Amen. Do you believe that this morning? You believe that God can? Amen, glory to God. We ought to believe in our hearts. Say, yes, praise God, preacher. I believe God can. I know God can. Bless His holy name. So the Bible says in our text today, he heard that the children of Moab and Ammon and were coming up against him. And Jehoshaphat, he didn't go get a soothsayer. He didn't go ask somebody else, praise God. But the Bible said Jehoshaphat said, there cometh a great multitude. And said, Jehoshaphat feared, verse 3, and set himself to seek the Lord. And he proclaimed a fast throughout Judah. What happened? Jehoshaphat said, listen, he said, I got to do things a little bit different. He said, the way we've been doing it ain't worked out. He said, every time I turn around, I'm having to cut and run. Amen, praise God. He said, I'm not cutting and running this time. Praise God. He said, I'm just going to run to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to call upon the God of heaven. Praise God. I'm going to get some help from the Lord. I'm not going to listen to the world. I'm not going to listen to people no more. I'm going to listen to God. I'm going to allow God Almighty to move in my heart. I'm going to allow Him to give me the answers to my questions. Amen. To go into the one that has answers. And not only did it, but he proclaimed a fast. Amen. He said, you know what? I'm going to just set myself over here. I'm going to proclaim a fast to the nation of Judah. I praise God. He said, hey, listen. He said, we're going to fast. We're going to seek the will of God. Amen. We tried things different directions. We tried things different ways. Have to wonder, how's that working out for you? Amen. How's it working out? How's that playing out for you? How's your life different? How's it changed? How's it better? Amen. But he said, hey, listen, we're going to seek the Lord. Amen. And they said Jehoshaphat stood before in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. Amen. So the new court was established. It was rebuilt. It was there, praise God. And Jehoshaphat stood before the Lord and before the people. And he said, O Lord God of our fathers, art thou not God in heaven? So we see what happens when troublesome times come. Lord God, fears begin to rise. What does he do? The same thing we ought to do. We ought to call upon the Lord. It ought to be our first instinct. You say, well, preacher, it's not. You know, what I do is just try to handle it. Let me just say, praise God, we need to change our habit. We've got bad habits as Christians today. We'll handle as long as we can. When we get to where we can't no more. But I want to say, listen, we can't handle it no more. We can't handle it to begin with. We just need to call upon the Lord. We need to trust him with every essence and fiber of our being. Knowing that God Almighty, he loves you. He's your heavenly Father. He's there to help you. He's there to give you direction. He's there to show you the way, praise God, that's pleasing unto him. And I will say, praise the Lord, if it's pleasing to him, it'll be good for you. Amen. Brother Lynn, my God ain't ever done nothing to hurt me. There's never been any counsel that he give me in his word, praise God, that hurt, harmed me in any way. Everything he's always told me, praise God, it's been good for me. Amen. I like it that way. So we see Jehoshaphat, praise God. He begins to fear God. He begins to fear. He begins to have these anxieties. But first thing he does is he calls upon the Lord. The Bible said he began to seek the Lord. First thing, he began to seek the Lord. He called upon the Lord. He began to seek the Lord. He began to proclaim a fast. He said, hey, let's come apart a little bit. Let's set aside some time. Let's call upon the Lord. Let's agonize with God. Amen. Get a hold of God. You know what's wrong with America? Is we're not going to do that. We've been blessed and we've been pampered and we've been babied so long, we don't have a need for nothing. Amen. Brother Sexton was talking about when they went to South Korea, and they go over to South Korea, and at 4:30 in the morning, said they several thousand people lined up, praise God, to get into the church house to worship God, to pray. 4:30 in the morning. Amen. He said, hell, yes, sir, there'll be prayer at 4:30. He said, I want you to preach at 5. 5 a.m. Amen. And said, them people would fight. He said, I pulled up there and said, I didn't know whether, maybe there'd be 4 or 5 or 6 or maybe a dozen out there. He said, when I pulled up there, there was thousands of South Koreans pulled up there, praise God, to pray and seek the face of God. And he said, I asked him, said, why is it? Why are so many people turning out? He said, because they're afraid. They're afraid. He said, what are they afraid of? He said, they're afraid America's going to fall. Afraid America's going to give up on God. And if America gives up on God, they'll have nobody to help them. Amen. And said, they'd pour out by the thousands every morning at 4:30 to pray. Oh, God, please, but send the Spirit of God to America. You know what's wrong? We don't fear nobody. We don't have a fear. And we look around and we see the devil just coming in on every hand. The devil's invading our homes, our lives, our children. They're snatching them away. They're snatching them up. They said the statistics show you take 10 children out of this church. Now listen to me. You take 10 children out of this church. When they graduate out of high school, only 2 of them will ever stay in church. Out of 10, 8 of them will be gone. They just dissolve into the world. The world just sucks them up, takes them away, and they're gone. Whose fault is that? It's the devil's, and it's mine and yours. Amen. Amen. Brother Bill, if we come down to the house of God, it's not something that we treasure, something we enjoy, something that we get a joy out of, praise God, and we don't show that to our children, well, then shame on us. We've failed them. We've let them down. It ought to be a place of reverence. It ought to be a place of help and hope and encouragement. It ought to be a place whenever you got hard times at the house, when the finances ain't working, when the health ain't working, when things is going bad, praise God. You'll say, listen, I know everything's bad, but let's get it up. Let's go down to the house of God and let God fix it for us. Amen. Amen. That way when them young'uns come up, praise God, they'll realize there's a place where they can go, where they can get some help, praise the Lord. Jehoshaphat had been there and done that. He'd done it in the same places you and I had been, amen? He'd been in the hard places. He'd went in the wrong direction. He'd seek the wrong advice. But he come to himself and fear come upon him. And he began to cry out to the Lord. He began to ask God for help. And he remembered who God was. He said, Father, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might? So that none is able to withstand thee. He said, are you not the God? And even the God over these heathen that's coming up against us. Oh God, I pray that you just touch them. Amen. Praise God. He began to pray, began to remember that God is an all-powerful God this morning. We serve a God who's real. We serve a God that has all power in heaven and on earth. Amen. That means he's able to overcome the prince of power of this present world, which is the devil and Satan, praise God, and hold him at bay. But Lord, I'm glad I serve a God that's between me and the devil, that's between me and Satan, that's got me, praise God, by his right hand, a hand of power and strength. Amen. And he's leading me along. But you know the bad thing about Christians? A lot of times I think God's having to drag us along. Amen? You know, I figured out a long time ago, it's a whole lot easier to be led than to be drug. I got a little goat at the house. He ain't about that big. But when he decides he don't want to go, well, he'll lay down on his belly and stretch his legs out, boy, just like brakes. And you can't hardly move that little booger. Amen? I think a whole lot of times we're like those goats. We're like that goat. I mean, we just lay down, stretch out, and it's hard to move that way. But you know, it's a whole lot easier because it don't matter if he locks out or whatever. He's still got to go to the other pasture. Amen? He's done depleted that when he's done got what he could get out of there. You know, the vines and the weeds and stuff. And so it's time to move him around, put something else in there that can get that low stuff. Amen? So you got to take him anyway. Sometimes I think what God's done, he just got to take us anyway, praise God, and we balk, we lock out, amen, and he has to drag us. But you know what, Brother Austin, it's a whole lot easier on that poor little goat. You know, I got that collar around his neck and got that leash in him, and it's a whole lot easier on him, praise God, when he gets up and walks, follows me, amen. He's not going, amen. I think a lot of times that's what we're doing. We're balking on God. Amen. It's just saying, Lord God, I know that you're God and I'm just some little old something, praise God, but you're my God and I'm just going to follow you. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, follow me, praise God. Amen. He said, I'll take your load. I'll make it easy. Praise God. He realized where they remembered who God was. They remembered what God was able to do. They remembered their past. He said, art thou not God, our God? It's just drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel and gave us it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever. Amen. If we just remember our past, you remember where God brought you from? You say, preacher, I don't know, I'm still lost. Maybe you're here, you've never been saved. Well, God'd like to bring you out of that, praise God. He'll bring you out. He'll lift you up and bring you out. We don't have to live in that, praise God. We can live for God today. It's a whole lot easier. Amen. When we just call upon the Lord and say, Lord God, here I am. I need some help. We need help. Every one of us need help today. We've got circumstances in our hearts, our lives, our families, our homes, our job place, everything that we need help in every day. Amen. You say, well, preacher, my situation ain't getting no better. Well, call upon the Lord. Amen. Trust in the Lord. Praise God. He'll move things around for you. Amen. So he remembered the past. Remember what God had did for him in the past. And he realizes what God will do for him in the future. Look at verse 8 and 9. He said, and they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us as a sword, judgment and pestilence or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and what? Help. Amen. Praise God. He said, you know what they said? He said, we just come and we're taking our stand right here in the presence of God. Amen. We know when pestilence come, when trials come, when hardships come, we're just going to anchor ourselves right here in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the throne of God. I preached on that Wednesday night, praise God, the three anchors of God, that praise God, that'll hold us in heaven, the throne of God, the testimony of God, the goodness of God, praise God, that anchors us where we need to be, where we can stand, where we are, when we need help, when so God will know exactly where we are, and He can send help quick. Amen. Listen, I don't want to be caught when things come up in my life, or things come up in family members where somebody gets hurt, somebody gets down, somebody has a need, amen, and I can't pray for them. I want to be able to go to the throne of grace, amen, and know that God will hear and answer my prayer. So He said, hey, listen, said, we're just going to trust in You, Lord. We know what You're able. You said You'd give us help. Said You'd destroy the enemy. Amen. You got any enemies this morning? He said, well, preacher, I don't think I got any enemy. Nobody dislikes me. But I tell you what, there's a whole lot of enemies more than just people that don't like you. There's an enemy in this world. There's an enemy. The devil has all kind of enemies. The devil has drug addiction. He has alcohol addiction. He has sodomy. He has pornography. He has all these things, praise God, are enemies of you and me, enemies of a child of God, enemies of those that want to try to do right, those that are trying to live right, praise God. They're enemies. Amen. But God said, I can live. So if we just call upon Him. When we call upon the Lord, He begins to hear them, praise God. In verse 12, He said, O our God, wilt Thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Amen. That's the way we ought to be today. He said, Lord, I ain't strong enough, but I know You are. God, I don't have the power, but I know, God, that You're all powerful. Lord, I don't have the might, but I know You're almighty. Amen. You're able to do for me exceeding anything I could ask or even expect. Amen. Need the power of God. But He says, I can do that for you. For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do. But our eyes upon You. What does He say? He said, Lord, we're looking to You. You say, how do you look to God? We look to God in faith, believing. Amen. James said, nothing wavering. Amen. We have to be steadfast in looking at God, believing, praise God, trusting in Him. Amen. So that we can see when we call upon the Lord, trusting, believing that God hears and He answers our pleas. He knows where we're at. He knows what we need. Amen. And it's not for me and you, it's for everybody. Look what Jehoshaphat, verse 13. He said, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones and their wives and their children. Amen. He said, every one of them stood there before God. He said, they come to a place to get help, and they stood there expecting God to help them. I wonder how many times we come before the throne of grace and we come expecting God to help us. Amen. When we can't do nothing, we call upon the Lord, expecting Him to move on our behalf. So Jehoshaphat said he come seeking the Lord. He come to fast, to seek the Lord, to seek Him first. And then we see the Bible says that they come praising the Lord. Amen. That the battle was set in array. And the battle, now watch this. He said the battle belonged to the singers. Amen. Have you ever noticed how God Almighty has set this thing up to work? You know, when people get up to sing, the songs of Zion, those songs in their heart, the spiritual songs that stirs their heart, it sets up the whole atmosphere for worship. Amen. It sets up an atmosphere where we can see and recognize the Spirit and the presence of God. So he said he began to set this thing up. In verse 14 he said, then came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Amen. He said we got to pray and he got to sing God. He got to acknowledge that God was the power that was needed to overcome this enemy that was fast approaching. Amen. And so the singers begin to come forward, the people begin to come forward. He said the Spirit of God was real. The Spirit of God began to touch in the hearts of God's people. And he said, verse 15, hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Amen. He said, listen, he said, don't be afraid. He said, now you gotta see this thing. He said, they called up the singers, he called up, he said, hey, listen, he said, don't be afraid. He said, you're not fighting the battle. He said, God is. Amen. He said, hey, listen, you don't worry about the battle. I praise God, God's gonna fight the battle for you. Amen. We can't fight the battle. We'll lose every time, but I won't say God Almighty will fight the battle for us, and He's never lost a battle. Oh, we serve a God today who's won every scrimmage, who's won every battle, who's won every war, praise God, that he's ever fought, that he's ever participated in. God Almighty has always come out the victor. He's always come out the winner. He's always delivered those, praise God, safe and sound, back where they belong. Praise God, I'm glad I serve a God that's a winning God. I serve a God today that's never been defeated. He's never known a loss. Praise God, he's always come out victorious. Amen. Never lost a battle. Always come out on top. Amen. I don't understand why we'd want to serve a losing God. You know, preacher, we don't serve. If we serve the devil, we're serving a loser. Amen. He ain't ever won nothing. Amen. But we serve a winning God. Praise God. And the singers begin singing. The power of God. God says, the battle's not yours, but God's. He says, tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz. Ain't it amazing how God knows the tactics of the devil? Amen. Did you hear what I said? God knows the tactics of the devil. Amen. He knows where the devil's at, knows what he's doing. Amen. He said, tomorrow, behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. He praised God. God says, listen, this is what they're doing. Amen. This is the way they're coming, and this is what's going to happen. Amen. Glory to God. Ain't you glad that God knows that? He knows it ahead of time. Why? Because there's nothing hid with Him. He knows all things before it ever happens. Amen. He knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. Amen. He knew you, praise God, before you was ever brought into this world. And He knows you right now. But He still wants to help you. Praise God, I don't understand that. Why God of heaven, Almighty God of glory, would want to have anything like me? But I thank God that He does. He chose me, praise God, before the foundation of the world. Amen. He's put His seal upon me. Amen. And glory, I'm glad I belong to Him. Amen. But He brought them out, brought them through the wilderness, and gave them a battle plan. He says, "You'll not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves and stand ye still." Amen. Have you ever come up with a battle that you just felt like you couldn't win? I mean, just a battle that just almost assured that you'd never make it, that you'd never win the battle. The battle would be that you was defeated before you ever got started. Amen. But Bible said here, God said, "I'll fight your battle for you if you'll let me." Amen. If we'll give it to God, put it in God's hands, trust the Lord, we're winners already. Praise God. When we do that, when we commit it to God, when we commit it, say, praise God, glory to God for victory. Amen. Or just go ahead and start celebrating a victory. Because we done put it in God's hand. God don't lose. God's won everything He's ever fought. He said, God said He would fight the battle for them. Amen. Praise God. He said, "You shall not need to fight in the battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you." Amen. He said, see God's salvation. See God's deliverance come into where you're at. I like it when you just stand still, praise God. You pray and you put it in God's hands and you just sit there and you just watch it come to full circle. God Almighty just moves in. He begins to, you know, sometimes we get discouraged and we say, "Well, I'm just going to give up. I can't make it work anyway." I said, "No, you're right, you can't. But I want to say there's a God of heaven, and according to His will, there's nothing that's impossible." I say there's nothing impossible with God this morning if we'll just steadfastly follow God and say, "God, Your will be done." Amen. I was talking to a fellow this week and he's talking about relationship, things wasn't going the way he wanted to go. And he said, "I just don't see no hope in it no more." I said, "Praise God, listen." He said, "As long as God is alive and we have trust in Him, there's always hope in the Lord." Amen. We give up in His flesh. Amen. The Spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. But I want to say there's a power that'll supersede this flesh we live in. There's a power that'll empower us from the inside out, praise God, so we can persevere for the cause of Christ. Amen. Praise God that we can see lives changed, people touched, spouses saved, people lifted out of their poverty, put upon a solid foundation of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God said He would win the battle, praise the Lord. He said, salvation of the Lord with you. He told Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them. For the Lord, watch this, will be with you. Amen. He said, the Lord, He said, just go ahead. The Lord will be with you. Well, how many believe God to tomorrow, Lord, be with you? Amen. The same Lord that's with you today will be with you tomorrow. And when we trust Him, praise the Lord, He makes the difference in our life. When we call upon the Lord, we trust in Him. We rely on Him. We adhere to Him. He said, well, preacher, God just ain't answering my prayers like I would like for Him to. Are we adhering to Him? Are we listening to what He's saying? Sometimes we got to stop and just listen and say, oh, God, just speak to me so I might hear Thee, O Lord. Amen. He said, the Lord will be with you where you are. Amen. So we see this Jehoshaphat, he began to seek the Lord. He began to praise the Lord. And then he began to establish the singers. Amen. And I like his part here. He said, they brought the singers out. The Levites, verse 19, the children of Kohathites and the children of Korhites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Amen. I believe, praise God, the Holy Ghost of God done said, the Spirit of God done moved in there. Glory to God. And they got up and they began to praise God. They began to offer up testimonies. They began to magnify God on high for what He has already done and what they's looking for Him to do. Praise God. And then Jehoshaphat said, hey, listen. They rose up early in the morning and he said, listen, said, we need to get some singers out here. He said, oh, Judah, you and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. So shall you be established. Believe His prophets. So shall you prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he said, you know what I believe? He consulted with them, and I say in my mind, they said, you know what, Jehoshaphat, you're right. God's an almighty God. He's a God that's helped us this far, and He'll take us further still. Praise God, we're with you. We're on God's side. We're on the Lord's side, and we're going to just go with God. Amen. Just what happened? There was people there with a mind to praise. Amen. To praise God, lift up the name of Jesus. And so when he consulted people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness. And as they went out before the army. Now I want you to watch this. These singers went out. You know where they was at? They wasn't behind the army. They wasn't beside the army. Amen. Praise God. They was between the two armies. They was in a dangerous place. They was a difficult place. Praise God. But they stepped out in faith with the Spirit of God on them. They said, you know what? We're just going to go magnify the God of heaven, the God of magnify the God of Israel. Lift Him up to these heathen people. Praise God. And see the results of God moving upon this place. Amen. Say, so what'd God do? God began to, He began to dishearten the enemy. Amen. Praise God. That's why we need good Holy Ghost singing. Amen. So it'll dishearten the enemy. Praise God. So the enemy, praise God, they won't have no foothold. The enemy will find itself on shifting sand. Amen. With no foothold, no firm foundation. Praise God to take a stand and they'll have to flee. Amen. Make it easy for the army of God to come in and this and wear out the enemy. Praise God. That's what happens. We see that thing set up in array. We see God moving upon it, and we see the singers come into place. Amen. Praise God. You say, when did they come? After they heard the Word of God. Amen. The singer, after they heard the Word of God, praise God, and they come and they took their place. Say, glory to God, I just want to lift up His name. I believe God. And so we're just going to praise Him a while. Amen. And Jehoshaphat set him up there. He said, all right, young Jews, go ahead. You just magnify God. We're going to get back here in the back. We're going to get back here in the ranks. And we're going to set up in array. Praise God. We're going to just let you go before us. Let God go with you. Amen. And we're just going to bring up the rear. And we're going to glory. He said, we're going to conquer the enemy today. Amen. Glory to God. It's not going to be tomorrow. It's not going to be next week. It's not going to be next month. He said, we're going to set up a force today with the power of God all over us. And we're going to conquer the enemy today. Amen. Boy, I got to thinking about that. I said, glory to God, that's the way it works. You know, we come in here, praise God, and we come in and we worship the Lord, and we get in the choir and we sing praises unto God. And boy, you can feel the Spirit of God in it. You can feel the Spirit of God moving. You can feel the Spirit of God giving us unction, amen, from the Holy Ghost of God, stirring down in our soul, giving us the help we need, amen, stirring down in our heart, praise God. And the singers get up, they sing from their heart, they sing from their soul, praise the Lord. And then they sit down, and boy, I get up here, and I just feel this presence of the Lord. I feel it in the singing. I feel feel it in the people. I feel it in the hearts of God's people. Praise God, I get up here and I can just preach and preach and magnify God because the presence of God already been manifest, amen, by those that's gone before. That's helping us, amen, for His glory. Amen, they say the singers. And they said they went before the army to say, praise the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever. Amen. They just went to praising God, said His mercy endures today. His mercy endures tomorrow. His mercy endures next week. Praise God. And so what they were saying, he said, I'm the Lord's today. I'm the Lord's tomorrow. I'm the Lord's next week. Amen. Praise God. And so they began to praise God and give Him. When they begin to call upon the Lord, the power of God falls. And things begin to shape up. Things begin to become different. Amen. You say, why? Because true praise involves our faith, the hope we have, our dedication to the Lord, and the love, praise God. That's the whole essence of, that's the whole armory of a Christian, praise God, is the faith, hope, and love that we have for God Almighty. He has for me and you. That's what makes the difference. And said, so they won a great victory. And said, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir. Amen. He didn't say that Jehoshaphat did, but he said that God set up ambushments. Amen. That when they come along, God is just taking them out. Taking them out. And praise God, can you just imagine that? Just picture this in your mind. As they're marching along, praise God, the singers are singing, they're praising God. And all of a sudden, the enemies of Ammon and these other, and Moab, and Mount Seir, they just start falling. They look around and this part of the army's gone and this part's gone and this one just dissolved. And praise God. And the more they see that, the louder the singers get and the more they praise and they're giving God glory for everything that's happening. And praise God. And God just destroying the armies of the enemy. Those at enmity with God, those are enemies with God. And God just begins to take them out one at a time. Praise God. When does He do that? When we begin to praise God and give Him glory for His goodness, His mercy, and His love, for His power that He has to do that, that needs to be done. Amen. Praise God. Listen, you singers, you don't think you have that kind of power, praise God. You do. You got that kind of power to make a difference, praise God. Amen. Anytime you get an opportunity, praise God, if you can squeak out a note, squeak it out for Jesus. Amen. So if others can come along, praise God, and praise the Lord with you. So that they can see the enemies begin to fall. So one day, in a little while, when it's all said and done, the Bible says they were smitten. In other words, that word smitten in the Hebrew, it means to be beaten down. Amen. As those enemies was coming against Jehoshaphat, and he was fearing, he was fearful, but praise God, he began to talk to God, and God gave him assurance. He said, don't worry about it. He said, I got this today. Amen. I've got this. If we get up every morning and say, God, I don't know what I'm going to face today. But if we would, you know what God would do, Brother Chris? He'd say, Brother Chris, don't worry about it. I got this today. Amen. I've got it. Amen. Just put it in my hand. Trust me. That's what we're supposed to do. Trust in, amen. Believe on, trust in, rely on, adhere to Him. Amen. And he'd say, you know what? I'll take care of it for you. It may not be the way that we think, but it'll be a way that bring glory to God. And it'll be a way that'll be beneficial to you and I. Amen. So when it's all done, he said, what I'll do, I'll take it. I'll beat down your enemies one at a time. Anything that would sell you, anything come up, anything that would harm you, God said, I'll take care of it. Praise God. So at the end of the day, you know where you come out to come into? You come into a place called Berechiah. Amen. A place of blessing is what they called it. That valley of blessing. At the end of the way, amen, after the enemy is beat down. And God says, listen, when we call upon the Lord, He just takes over. Amen. I've seen it so many times. I've seen it here. I've seen it everywhere. Praise God. I've just seen God just take over situations. And He began to beat down the enemy, beat down the devil, help us mortify the deeds of the flesh. And we come out shouting the glory of God. We come out in a place of blessing, amen, a place of blessedness in the Lord, a valley, pray God, of blessing, amen, where God, we realize that God did that, amen.